Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Have you ever stopped to pay attention to your daily thoughts and actions? Life is all about discovering and embracing who you are with confidence. On Designing Your Life Today, we're going to talk about how to find value in your life's journey. And stay tuned because on the end, we're going to tell you about all of the amazing things that we have coming up in the month of September. All right, you guys, let's do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. And on this last day of the month, we are going to talk about how to find value in your life's journey, why you need a power achiever's identity. I mean, have you ever stopped to pay attention to your daily thoughts and your daily actions? The truth is, life is about discovering and embracing who you really are. And it's about doing that with confidence. And it's also about sharing all of those wonderful qualities that you have with the world. So do you take the time to question what's going on in your life? I mean, why are you here? Do you ask yourself, you know, what's next for me? So, or what does it take to really build the life that I've always dreamed of? I mean, do you question, ask yourself these things? Well, if you say no, today's a good day to start asking that question. With everything that's going on today, you may be working on trying to figure out where you fit in because things may have changed for you. But the best news is that you're here during this time for a reason. Now, that might sound like a cliche, but it's absolutely true. Now, the obvious question is, if we're all here for a reason, how do we figure out where to provide value? I mean, after all, providing value, that's the key to truly building a dream life. So let's talk about how to find value in your life's journey. Now, I have asked myself that question in the past, and I've asked myself that question actually more than once. You know, each time I go to a different level or each time I decide to do something different or try something new, I ask myself that question. I want to know, where's the value in what I'm doing? This is a part of my life's journey. So where's the value in it? Now, the easy answer would be to tell you to find your talents and, you know, look for your gifts. In fact, you know, I have shared that on this podcast before. And that's true. You do want to kind of know what your talents are, know what your gifts are, but that's only a start. through my own trial and error, I came to realize that in order to truly serve your purpose and to give value as well as receive what you've been hoping for and actually what you deserve, that you must clearly understand your power achiever's identity. Now, power achiever's identity, that's a phrase that I started using once I realized that getting what I, the things that I desired for my life, that it went beyond just my gifts and talents. So let's talk about what having a power achiever's identity is all about and why you want to tap into yours. Now, when you tap into your power achiever's identity, you're going to find it easier to achieve. Not because the goal is easier, but the desire to follow through is going to be stronger. So developing this identity, it positions you to face and deal with all kinds of challenges because you not only know who you are, you know your reason for being, you know exactly why you're here. So nothing and no one can stop you from achieving your inspired destiny because you know this is your reason for being. And so you're going to go for it and you're not going to let anyone stop you. In short, a power achiever's identity is the essence of you that once recognized, it will cause you to tap into your magnificent focus and achieve that inspired destiny that you've always wanted to achieve. You're going to embrace the person that you were intended to be without explanation, without excuses, without apologies. You're going to be you and in the most authentic way. And to me, that is what I call living your best life. Being your best is when you operate in the manner that you truly want to operate or the purpose for which you were put here. When you can tap into your power achiever's identity, you're going to be more excited about getting up in the morning because this power achiever's identity, it empowers you to meet each and every day with this kind of purpose and to start that day with your own special agenda. You know, when we can kind of make our own agenda and kind of create our own path for that day, we are super excited about it. A lot of people that have jobs and they complain about going to those jobs, the ones that don't like their jobs, and they complain about it, it's because they don't have a special agenda. And it's not an agenda that they created. It's an agenda that was given to them. And somewhere in their heart of hearts, they don't believe this is why I'm here on this earth. They know that there is something more. So when you tap into that power achiever's identity and you embrace that amazing person, that magnificent person that you are, I can tell you, here's what you're not. You are not constantly blaming others for where you are in your life. If you're not achieving your goals, if something didn't happen the way you wanted it to happen, you are not sitting around blaming others. You're not blaming your ethnicity or your gender because you're not succeeding. You're not blaming your parents. So you're not just looking around for people or something to blame when you tap into your power achiever's identity. Because what's happening is you're going to be more focused on really doing life with power by being the person that you've always wanted to be and kind of living it out and living it out loud. You're not going to be looking to another human being to fix your life. The opinion of others will not stop you from winning. It doesn't matter what someone says. It doesn't matter if someone criticizes you. It doesn't matter if someone doesn't believe in the journey that you're on. There will be several others who will believe in that journey and who will cheer you on because you've embraced your own personal authenticity. Okay. You are now fully in your element. You are operating, in the very reason for which you were brought here. So now, does that mean that you don't need help? Does that mean that you don't have to sharpen your skills? Absolutely not. You will definitely have to sharpen your skills. Even the most talented person, they have to practice. Okay. Just because you have the talent, that's just the beginning. You have to practice, or you may have to learn something new, or you may have to practice, whatever it is, this new thing that you've learned in order to amplify the talent, or to make the talent, to make you more skillful at using your gifts or talents. So you do have to sharpen your skills, and you will probably need others to help you. Sometimes you might need a mentor, you may need a coach, or you may need a very good friend just for merely for support. But either way, you will need help in one form or fashion. Now, when you can embrace your power achiever's identity, I can tell you what it does mean. It does mean that you will want to focus, and you will want to do whatever it takes to accomplish your God-given reason for being here on this earth. Somehow this whole world seems to turn better when people are not walking in fear. And that's the thing. When you really say, hey, this is why I'm here, this is what I want to accomplish, and nothing and no one's going to stop me, then the other things that you won't do is you will not make friends with excuses and fear. Okay, you're going to break up with them. You're going to kick them out, right? So you will no longer come up with tons of excuses as to why you didn't get something done. By the way, you know, excuses, okay, there's some like good reasons for not doing something, but when people just use lame excuses, that just makes you weaker. Now, I'm not judging you, but what I'm saying is if that's what you're doing, you know, you are magnificent. Promise yourself that you're not going to do that anymore, but that you're going to embrace that power that's in you. When you kind of adopt your power achiever's identity, you embrace it, you say, you know, this is me all the way, then you're going to start doing your own thinking. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't listen to wise counsel. Now, when I say wise counsel, that's not me, because my last name is counsel. I'm actually kind of quoting a biblical quote where in Proverbs, it tells us to seek wise counsel and listen to wise counsel. It doesn't mean that you don't have to learn from someone else or listen to the wisdom of someone else. But what it does mean is that once you're done hearing all of that wisdom, that you're going to process it through your filters and you're going to make the final decision. You will learn to operate in the present moment. You're going to know what that feels like. You're going to be excited to, because every single day is going to be new for you. And when you're operating in that present moment, you're going to know what it means to feel confident, and you're going to definitely feel empowered. Now, all of that sounds really great. It sounds really exciting. You know, it's like, oh man, I'm there. You know, this is what I want to do. But here's the thing. There's always something for some of us that will stop us. And, you know, I can just honestly tell you guys that in the past, I've allowed things to stop me when I had my challenge with when the economy tanked. Yeah, I wanted to crawl under a rock because, you know, I did not want to step out and really be who I was supposed to be. So the point is that there will be things that will make you kind of slow down and cower down in fear. But when you truly embrace your identity and you say, you know what, this is what I'm meant to do. I know this is what I'm meant to do. You're going to look beyond the ego. And the ego, because that's what puts us in survival mode. That's what makes us afraid to be ourselves. That's what convinces us that other people might not like us and we shouldn't say these things, even if it is truth. But you're going to look beyond that ego and you're going to see the truth about who you really are. And you're going to live that truth daily. And that's true authenticity. This is a power achiever's identity, and this is why you want to embrace yours. And so this is what remembering the powerful you, your powerful self, this is what remembering what that is all about and what it means to tap into your own magnificence. Now, you guys, you say, wow, you know, I really want that. What I suggest that you do is you start by writing out, why do you really think you're here? What is the one thing or two things that you're supposed to carry out? what are these amazing gifts and talents that you've been holding back on because of either you're waiting for the economy to get better, you're waiting for them to come out with a vaccine for the coronavirus, or you're just waiting to see which way the wind is going to blow. Write down these things. And you know what? And here's the beauty of it. When you actually write down what kind of makes you you and why you're here and what inspires you, you're going to get like a serious jolt of power. You're going to feel so good on the inside. And that kind of leads me to the next point of what we're going to talk about in September, because the object of the game is to kind of help you bring all of that out. You know, I'm always saying that you're built by design to win, that you're here to do life with power. And I'm always saying that you have what you need to succeed. And so I think that I need to take that a step further and kind of prove it. So, you know, by sharing this information. So here's what's coming up next month. And we're going to be discussing understanding what makes you powerful. So you really know what that means. And we're going to do it throughout the entire month. Starting tomorrow, we're going to find out how to give your mind a power boost so that you can get back on track quickly. In September, you know, this year is really winding down, you guys. And so you want to get back on track and you want to do that pretty quickly, right? Because we're about to go into the fourth quarter after September. So, hey, now is the time to really turn it on. And the other thing is that we're going to, in order to help you stay focused and to really keep you powered up so you can actually feel this and keep your vision in front of you and finish strong in 2020, because you can still finish strong. You know, the coronavirus may have thrown some of you for a loop. I know I had to regroup a little bit because a part of my business involved doing live workshops. So all of that came to a screeching halt. But you know what? I'm not going to let a little virus stop me. And neither are you, right? So the thing is to keep you focused and powered up. I'm going to be sharing some present moment thoughts, and I think you're going to appreciate those. And what I call mindful miracles. I've been doing this for a while, and I've been doing it as a part of my morning ritual. So I'm going to share it with you guys. And also, I'm going to bring back the affirmations. I've had a few people, you know, ask me, hey, what happened to the affirmations? We really like those. Well, we're not going to do them for the entire month, but I'm going to share some affirmations with you that will help you stay focused and help you to stay powered up. And if you're not powered up, you're going to get revved up and be powered up. And so we have a lot of goodies coming for you during the month of September. So you guys, hey, all I have to tell you is we are going to seriously be doing life with power. And you're about to find out what that means. So be sure to hang out with us tomorrow when we talk about how to give your mind that power boost, because you want to get back on track. And guess what? If you're not off track, you're going to get a power boost. So you're going to go even further on the tracks. So listen, make that commitment. You're going to finish strong in 2020. Make the commitment that you're going to dig a little deeper and you're going to be honest about what your power achiever's identity is. Who are you? Why are you here? What are your gifts and talents? What can you bring to this world? What fires you up to the point where you don't care what anyone else says about your goals and about your dreams, and people give in unsolicited input? What is that? But anyway, hey, you guys, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. And in the meantime, do life with power.